Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was reading John, and in John 9, it talks about, you know, when Jesus is walking, and he's walking with his disciples and has done many miracles, just powerful things of what Jesus has done. And in John 9, in the beginning of the chapter, in verse 1, it talks about saying the fact that as he went along, and this is saying he being Jesus, it says he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked Jesus, they said, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Well, Jesus replies, and in verse 3, it says, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." And I just sat, and before I even read or wrote down anything, I just like chewed on that reality of like them walking, them being in the crowd, them stopping, them seeing this guy, and imagining the crowds that were around Jesus and the ears of the disciples and who they were going to listen to respond their question. And I had just finished listening to one of the segments recently about faith and having powerful faith. I think it was earlier this week, either way. And as I was abiding, the Holy Spirit asked me, he says, "What would have happened if there were people around the disciples when they asked that question? How would they have responded?" Because the disciples were focused on a man and you know, who sinned. And they were focused on the natural. They were focused on the horizontal. But Jesus says, "No, no, no, no." He pointed them to his Father. He said, "No, it's about my Father."
Yeah.
Pointed them saying, "No, this was about so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." And that's so just grabbed me, because it's just like what God is doing, the miracles that we've seen. And like you're just saying now recently, John, remembering the wonders of the Lord. And it's like the miracles of the Lord. We're walking in the book of Acts.
Yes, we
are.
Seeing
what God is doing, it is so important for each of us to pay attention. Who are we listening to? Because when God says do, God says obey, God says go here, because what God has revealed to me is just like by the level of your obedience, you're going to see the level of his favor. You're going to see the level, the level of his blessing. And it's so significant because, I mean, you think about in the book of Acts when Pentecost broke out, they thought the disciples were drunk.
Yeah.
And Peter said, that he stood up and he said, "It's 9 o'clock in the morning. We're not drunk. It was just the glory of God." And so many people are going to put their quote unquote label on it. They're going to put their explanation on it, on what God is doing. But it's going to be so significant and crucial to us in this hour, watching what God is doing to seek his face.
Yeah.
God, what are you doing? God, ask him the question, not the people around us. What do you think God's doing? Because they don't know. They're not God.
Yeah.
But if we have that heartfelt relationship, when we have that conversation, it's like, "Okay, God, this happened. God, what are you doing?" That's where we have power. That's where we have truth, is because truth himself is giving us a response, is giving us that explanation.
Yeah. And it also goes right along with the fear of God. I know, Pat, you're going to share with us about the fear of the Lord, but fear of God is being more concerned. You know, it's saying, I've heard what people have said, but it, God, but what do you say about this?
Yeah.
And the fear of God is more concerned with God's reaction to your action than you are concerned with people's reaction to your action. You know what I'm saying? So it goes along with what you're saying, is saying, who are you listening to?
Absolutely.
Are you listening to the testimony of man, or are you listening to the testimony of God. Jesus, the testimony of God? And saying, look, don't get it twisted. Don't look at in the natural realm. God is doing something.
Right.
And it's a great word that you're saying, Steve, because so many times we can be tempted to look at things at face value, look at things in the natural, and not looking at, there's a bigger picture. God has a plan. God is always working behind the scenes. We just have to be discerning, and we have to include him in the conversation. They were running and saying, "Well, what's this?" You know, it's like,
And I think it was Tozer that had said, the most important thing about you is what you think about God. And even to add on that, and this is not what Tozer said, but just
think
to add
about
on that,
that.
Exactly. Is what does God think about you? And it's just like, are you even concerned about that?
Yeah. But before we think about it, before we even get to that question, it's like, you're so, I love that quote. What you think about God
yeah.
is the most important thing about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your perception of him is that he's the man upstairs with a ruler looking to spank your hand every single time you did something wrong, then you're not going to talk to him. You're not going to do what we talked, that Zamzam did in the first hour, the Muslim lady who came to Jesus. Mm-hmm. You're not going to begin to talk to him.
Yeah.
You're not going to begin to pray. And that's all prayer is. Prayer is a conversation between you and God where you can begin to start talking to him. It could be him calling.
That may be him.
But you start talking to him one-on-one.
Absolutely.
Personally. And that's interesting. That's interesting because when you begin to pray from your heart, as you were saying earlier, mm-hmm. not in your head, and you speak to God on a personal note as a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll begin to hear. It's not about religious prayers or a form. You know, it's about God, Father, I love you.
Yeah.
It's about just talking to him in intimate terms and how you would talk to a friend. I mean, religion's about doing the holy tilt to the left and, oh, Lord, and, you know, all right, these is like, it doesn't take that.
It's not about what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside.
Yeah. You know, and God's not looking for an oratorical gift when it comes to putting words together. It's not the combination of words and how we're saying and putting words together mm-hmm. that makes him respond. It's what's burning in our heart, you know. Yeah.
I think it was Charles Simpson. That was that quote earlier.
Oh, was it Charles?
Yeah, it was Charles Simpson. Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful, and it's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
Well, yeah, and it's just genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember when God had crossed my path with somebody, and I was able to minister into their life, and they had a life full of religion, and they never knew how do I talk to God, and During a conversation that we had, he turned to me and he says, "Hey, you know, I think I talked to God this morning." And I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Tell me about it." And he goes, "Well," he's like, "I don't know if I prayed right or if I did it right when I was trying to talk to him." And I was just able just to encourage him, because so often religion puts this huge chasm in between us, thinking that we have to do all these things.
Right.
And it's just like, no, the fact that you're coming to God, the fact that you're going to him, seeking an answer, that you're searching him, it's when you begin to search for him with your heart. And that's that powerful moment of just like, I don't know all the answers. I'm not that smart. I don't know all these degrees. God, I just want you to be real. Just sit with me. Help me, because I'm a mess without you.
Help me with me.
You know? My biggest problem is me.
Help me with me. You know, it was Charles Simpson with Charles Simpson Ministries. Amazing mm-hmm. man of God. Amazing man of God. But he was the one that said that, see, the most important thing about us is what, or about you, is what you think about God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll change everything.
Mm-hmm.
It, access or no access. Mm-hmm. You know, perception is reality. And if your perception is that, you know, God's offended with you and he doesn't like you and mm-hmm. he's there to scold you or he's far away.
All right.
You know, because a lot of, you know, people just pick up these perceptions that, you know, he's way in the heavens. Let me tell you something. Yeah. The Bible says he's ever present.
Mm-hmm.
He's ever present. You know, take a deep breath in. Exhale. You know, he's everywhere. He's all around us. And hopefully we get a chance to talk about that today, that he's here, there, and everywhere. But if your perception is that he's far away, then are you really going to talk to him? How can the God that's far away really know what's happening in my everyday life?
That's right.
Well, the Word of God also says that his arms are not too short to reach out to us, and his ears are not deaf that he can't hear us. And listen, mm-hmm. God is, not only is he near, his eye is upon you.
Yeah.
Because he loves you. He's watching everything about your life. You're the very hairs on your head are numbered.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so powerful, powerful what you're saying. Let me tell you, I mean, it matters who you're listening to, Steve.
It does.
That's so cool, man. It just matters who you're listening
to. And never how a man thinks who he is in his heart, so is he.
Mm, there you go. Wisdom from Proverbs.
Yeah.
If you think that, that's the way it's going to be.
That's right.
You know, fear is faith in reverse. If you think you can't, you're absolutely right. You can't. You won't. It'll be according to you believe in what you said. So who you're listening to matters. And it's important that you don't listen to yourself if you're saying the wrong things. get yourself lined up with the Word of God.
Amen.
Limit
19% abiding with the Lord, according to George Barney. You need to abide. You need to get filled with the Word. It was amazing that even in Zan Zam's testimony, it was the Word of God, that reservoir of the Word that started bubbling out when she said her mouth was unlocked when she began to speak to God.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. God's Word doesn't return void. If it's there,
yeah,
it's going to come out.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's powerful. That's powerful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.